Yeah, we've been working on this concept and development for the last 3 to 4 weeks, recognizing that our restaurants were hit yet again with the closures and, you know, all through the summer had very little capacity to make up anything they had lost earlier in the year because they were limited to that 25% occupancy all summer long. And now with the closures, we felt like it was a very important move to be ready to help them in the darkest months, which are typically the hardest to make money anyway. So involved in the conversation, of course, was Aaron McArdle, the executive director for the Downtown Association, myself, and then working with the city administrator and mayor over the last several weeks to try and craft an idea on how we might accomplish this.
Now, of course, I know questions were raised about, obviously, restaurants have hit very hard. And you made mention of the fact that some of the retail, actually, in a time when restaurants and a few other business types were suffering badly, some of the general retail through the summer and fall in Chelan was actually doing well.
That's correct. You know, there with higher numbers than usual of folks visiting the Valley and second homeowners, frankly, who checked in March and haven't left. You know, they were here shopping and shopping locally and helping a lot of those retailers have pretty solid months throughout the summer and into the fall. Now, not every restaurant will apply because not every restaurant is going to be necessarily open to make the matching grant happen, the matching piece happen. We know that some restaurants have chosen to stay closed in order to save money over the winter, but perhaps this program could inspire them to reopen and make a go at it.